Hey, I got some audio from Coach from you guys' conversation yesterday, starting off with how do you try to prepare for a guy like Jaden Daniels, who is the ultimate weapon? Yeah, I know that he's a little bit skinny. If somebody can lay some lumber on him, maybe you can take him out. But he's been avoiding the big hits as he was taking it a little bit earlier in the year. He's super athletic. We watched some of the games this, you know, last week, the game against the Saints, where they even had to grind it out, Randy.
Yep.
He's showing the escape ability. He has pinpoint accuracy. So, I mean, no disrespect to a local high school kid who played at Florida and then in the NFL. And I think he played in what, the USFL? It was Emory Jones.
Right.
But here's Raheem talking about bringing an athletic guy to try to, you know, show you what Jaden Daniels looks like in practice.
You know, simulation of the guy we're about to play, right? Guy that can move around, guy that can scramble, guy that can run some of his own read stuff and the read option, all of those things, getting some guys that are fleet of foot to be able to chase down, do some of the things that, you know, obviously they're very special players been doing. But it gives you a nice simulation of that on practice squad, and something we did not have. You know, Kurt would be the practice squad guy normally. We have Nathan Peterman, who's not as fleet as foot of the guy that we're going to play. So you get a guy that could do some of those things and simulate some of those movements in order to get you guys ready to compete.
Mike, I did not know Nathan Peterman was there.
Yes, he's still here.
Yes. I had no clue. When he said that yesterday, I was like, really?
Practice squad.
Yeah, but no, I think, you know, it's just, you know, you always want to try to get some kind of semblance for your defense of movement. And it's not necessarily a lot of times, Mike, just the play call. It's the extending of plays. Like, you know, the play might be over, but Rob might just say, hey, keep going or something like that, trying to get you the right fits. Bailey, especially in the back end, getting you the plaster and everything once he's like move around in the pocket and things like that. I mentioned it earlier. Like, we would have to bring in a DB or something when we would play the Falcons and try to simulate something for Mike Vick or something like that.
Right.
You can't throw a light Mike or anything like that, but just the movement and everything like that. So, yeah. You do, especially now because the practice squad, so many people, and you can pull them and let them go and all those different things. So it allows you to bring in a guy for just a week or just 3 days to run a scout.
And we referenced it earlier, obviously, the comparison with Stetson Bennett. And he did the Baker Mayfield simulation, and that worked out pretty well for the Dogs in the Rose Bowl that year. Got some injury information. Looks like Drake London's going to go. I know Coach told you guys yesterday, it sounds like he was limited today, according to Mark Ramondi from ESPN. But, you know, today is, you know, Friday. So this is the day, Randy. Should we read anything into him being limited today for Drake London?
No, he'll be all right.
He'll be all right?
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Like,
Sunday night, extra few hours of treatment?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, they got – today was perfect practice, perfect Friday and everything. You go out tomorrow, you travel up to D.C., and you get ready for tomorrow night's game. Obviously, he's going to get treatment on it while he's up there on the plane, trying to make sure that whatever it is, it's not something that's going to linger. But, no, he got to play.
Right.
No, his ass got to play on Sunday night. Yeah.
Yeah, remember they made the trade for Marshawn Lattimore? He's out again. Marshawn Lattimore is officially out with a hamstring.
Yeah, because he was tussling all weekend with AJ. And, he's a crabby ass little dude, man.
He is.
He's a hell of a player. But that's why when he went out the game, I'm not saying because I thought AJ got the better of the matchup anyways, but it was a lot more easier to go to AJ after he had it down.
Marshawn Lattimore, I mentioned Jordan McGee. The linebacker Tyler Owens, the safety, is out. Tackle Andrew Wiley is out with a groin. So he's listed as out for the game. Jonathan Allen is questionable with a pec. Everybody else is good to go. Dante Fowler has been dealing with a groin injury. Zach Ertz, a shoulder. And a Mariota, the backup.
Yeah, everybody's banged up
this time of year.
It's this time of year. So everybody's pretty much banged up. But their whole team revolves around five.
Right.
The whole team. The whole team, offense, defense, special team, revolves around that young kid right there. Rightfully so, the dude's a stud.
I know that Caleb Williams is surrounded by a lot of bad coaching and a lot of bad management in Chicago, but I just felt, and just because I got to see him play twice against Florida State, once in New Orleans and once in Orlando, I just thought Jaden Daniels was going to be a stud in the NFL. If he could just maybe put on a little bit more size.
He ain't going to be no big dude.
That's his frame. But I just thought he was so accurate, and the ball just comes out and you see it. So, look, guys, we got to win this game. The only other scenario is the Bucks, who have a bunch of injuries right now on both sides of the ball, would lose to Carolina at home, which seems like a tall order.
Yeah, it does. As good as they've played and as good as Bryce Young has looked ever since the benching when they sat him down for Andy Dalton for a couple of weeks, he's been playing really, really good. His confidence has been there. They're able to run the football. We know what Chuba Hubbard does, you know, as far as how he ended that game last weekend against the Arizona Cardinals. But, yeah, I mean, the Baker's a gamer, man. And the thing with it is that, like, if they don't get that fumble, to Mike the Cowboys, you know Baker's going to win that football game.
Yeah.
Baker's going to win the game. You know, it's just one of those things where it's what Baker does. He's a gamer, and so he's going to win that football game. Yeah. But the Falcons are in a position where, and I know we talked to B-Mac earlier, I think Washington is good. But I think they're good like the Falcons. Like, you can beat this team if you play well.
Right.
Like, they're not great.
And I'm not trying to be
they're not great.
I'm not trying to be sour grapes from the years that went bad with Dan Quinn, but we know if it's a pressure situation with clock management or strategy, he gets tight.
A little bit.
We've seen it. Hey, by the way, 4 o'clock right here on 92.9 The Game with Wes, Drew
Ham,
and Dave Archer. So what that means, pregame starts around noon. If I wait for a tailgate.
Hold on, Mike. You got everything confused. It's an 8 o'clock game, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, I was like, hold
it's
on.
Four o'clock pregame.
Me damn confused.
It's Thursday night. No, it's Sunday night football. I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Sunday night football got flexed by NBC.
Yes, yeah, so it should probably would be wait for it to be at 4.
Right.
Wes and Dave, pregame, kick it.
And by the way, guys.
Kick it 8:20.
If Chris Collinsworth makes your ears bleed, you just pause the TV for a minute and you sync it up with our radio station. You get Arch. You know, and you get his analysis, as opposed to Chris Collinsworth.
Chris Collinsworth loves me, so.
I love Randy McMichael.
And that's how he would be, too. Like, that guy really likes Randy. Yeah, man.
You know what I really want to punch the TV? Is when Collinsworth's kid is on. When Collinsworth's kid is on the pregame, I'm like, how did you get on a national television
game? I love Chris Collinsworth.
Hey,
but,
no, my dad's coming up at 8.
But he's
this
guy, Michael Penix. Yeah. Wow, look at that throw.
Hey, man, how much pressure on Penix, though, in this situation? They're really bad against the run, so we should be able to run.
Yeah.
But then conversely, Washington's one of the top five passing defenses.
Yeah, but I think, you know, a lot of times when you look at the deficiencies between one aspect of the defense and the other, it's like, well, what does the team do more than likely?
Mm.
Like, you don't have to throw on them if you can run the hell out of the ball on them, you know. So a lot of times that those type of stats can be skewed a little bit because of that one thing about it. But yeah, there's pressure on them. There's pressure because this is a must win game. Like this is not a must win.
But do you feel
it's always a must win for the Falcons?
It's always so oversimplified. Well, they're going to put 8 in the box. Well, can Penix beat that with that quick delivery? Hell yeah,
we're gonna see. We're going to see. But because as good as I think he played last week, he's got to play better. He's got to play better. He's got to elevate his game. And now he's going to a place, you know, Mike's played in some big games, you know, and all those different things. But he ain't played no big NFL game, Mike. You know what I mean? I know he played in the national championship and beat Texas in the semis and all that thing. That's so great. He ain't played in the NFL Sunday night football game with this on the line. Obviously, played in the national championship game, big deal. I'm not trying to take nothing away from that. But this is the NFL.
Right.
It's a lot different. And this is a must-win game. Going into, like, a very confident team.
Right.
In a very confident atmosphere because of what happened last weekend against Philly.
And in case you're wondering, guys, I know we're a long way away. First things first, let's just, you know, get into the playoffs. Let's win this division. It is kind of interesting when you look at the battle between Green Bay, who are looking up at Minnesota, but Minnesota and Detroit. And the idea, like right now, if the playoffs started today and Detroit still gets to play Minnesota in the final game of the season, right now we'd be playing the Vikings.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
I don't know if I want that again.
It was 21-21.
Yeah.
It was 21-21.
And that's one of the times I lost a little bit of respect for Kirk when he comes in and goes, last time I was on the field, it was 21 up.
It was.
Yeah. But, I mean, now you're throwing Ray under the bus. You're throwing your defense under the bus.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I noticed with Kirk when it was – and we love this guy, but I did notice some cracks in the facade because when we were losing, it was we, and when it was winning, it was I.
Yeah.
You know?
What's he saying?